Welcome to Your Expansive Self Podcast. I'm your host, Tasha Credle. I'm a self-healing and leadership coach, breathwork and meditation teacher, truth finder, activator, and a passionate student of life. I fully believe that everything is interconnected in our world and that it's time that we talk about the deeper truths of it. My goal is to share with you all that I know within the energetics of self-healing, health and wealth, spirituality, sexual energy, conscious business and leadership, basically all the things that I'm obsessed with. I am fully committed to helping you remember that you can lead, embody, create, and live from a place of wholeness, love, empowered sovereignty, and personal freedom. We have conversation with heart leaders, solo episodes, no BS, no filters, sharing from my heart to yours with integrity, love, and wisdom. Thank you so much for pressing play today. I'm so honored and excited to have you here with me. So let's get started. Hello, my loves. Welcome back to the podcast. Boy, do I have a treat for you today. This conversation, this human, this energy, this sharing, this expansion, just this entire... I have shivers actually just saying this right now. Maybe because it's like minus 15 outside, but that's okay. Regardless, today's conversation with my good friend Jesse Elder is one for the books. You're going to want to take notes either in your phone or if you're, I don't know, however you want to take notes, take the notes, because I think actually we both dropped some bombs on this conversation around integrity, coaching, business, selling, communication, how we show up in the world, who we are in the world in those roles. What does that mean? We talk about money, we talk about wealth. Like, there is so much in this conversation to take away for you and for the people around you and for your reality and for how you choose to live your life. I am so honored to have been able to share this energy with him and therefore share it with all of you. This is a man that I highly respect, highly look up to, not from a place of a pedestal because, again, he is a dear friend of mine, but this is the type of person that I want to see more of in the world. And that I think is a great inspiration for a lot of men as well, but just in general as entrepreneurs. So if that has not boosted the conversation enough, I don't know what will. Before we dive into today's conversation, I wanted to mention to you guys this amazing, epic, expansive, upgraded offer that just launched last week, and that is starting March 21st. This is something that has been on my heart for a very long time. It's been something that I really wanted to step into for quite some time, and it took about 3 months to really genuinely birth itself forward. It's been incredible, to be honest, to just be in the process of it. The Courageous Collective, it says 6 months, upgraded, synergistic mastermind. And what I mean by that is that it's not just something that you come into and you just listen and receive and that's it. This is the place for entrepreneurs, for coaches, for healers, for people in leadership roles to come forward and to really deeply receive, recalibrate their entire systems and become the upgraded synergistic ripple that they want to see in the world. You just by you being you. That's it. It's pretty simple. And this is a place where we are going to be connecting all together. We're going to do breath work. We're going to do meditation. We are going to be having connective conversations with lots of time to answer questions together and be in a space where we support each other beyond just, again, hey, I'm going through this. What do you think? This is a place that you're going to come into and you are going to be answering your own questions. You're going to be witnessing other people having breakthroughs. You're going to be witnessing yourself be the evolution you feel yourself to rise into in this moment right here, right now. This container will provide commitment, will provide consistency, discipline, love, this masculine energy that is so powerful, so potent that it's really hard for your masculine not to be successful in that. Did I say masculine? I meant feminine. So my intention with this is to provide such a strong masculine container where everything is so present and held and safe. And again, I can't tell you what safe is, but I can support you into finding your own safety in that container and really allowing that feminine emerging to come through, which is the courage, the magic, the feminine flow, the mission oriented, the nurturing, the mystic, all the archetypes that we are longing to be. And in a more sustainable way, in a place where we trust that we can be seen in our vulnerabilities, we can witness ourselves being held, we can witness ourselves and others being healed in this type of container. As if you've listened to the last podcast with Will, talking about being just trauma-informed, you know, when he shared that healing happens in connection, that really gave me the full permission to provide this. So I'm just calling forward very specific human beings. If you are feeling called to even explore what that could look like for you, if that feels supportive for you as the winter ends and the spring is here and we are really allowing our wings to unfold and to take departure in a place where we are rising all together powerfully and anchored and in our potency, as my friend Ruby says all the time, then please send me a message on Instagram. Let me know you're interested. Let's have a conversation about it. There is an application process, but it's through me directly. I did not feel called to have a sales page about it, to have an application form about it. This is really like connective. It feels relation oriented, and that's really what I wanted to provide in this. So, like I said, if you are interested, send me an email or connect with me on Instagram. That will be the best way. And I'm really excited to get this going. Like I said, it's starting March 21st, 2021. It is coming up soon, and there's a lot of other things coming our way as well when it just comes to just opportunities to expand and to upgrade from a place of desire and not need. And I'm very excited to be sharing this with all of you. So thanks for listening to this. Again, I am so excited for this conversation today with Jesse. Please enjoy, and I will see you at the end of the podcast. Jesse,
this has been a hot minute coming.
It's been a hot minute. I am so excited to have you here. Where do I even begin with you? I don't even know how to like introduce you. You can introduce yourself. How about that? But yeah, because like, how am I supposed to explain to my audience who you are better than you? Realistically, like I can't do that for you. You can do that best for yourself. So I'm going to let you introduce yourself, but I just want to say, as we are entering this little vortex, because that's what we get into, you and I, in our conversations, I'm very grateful to have you here. And I'm grateful to share you with a whole other world that maybe doesn't even know who you are, which is incredible and amazing. And I'm so excited for them. Like, you welcome. This is a gift. So welcome, Jesse. Thanks for being here.
Quite the setup. Thank you. Well, for anybody who's listening to or watching this or consuming this in any form, you know, you're connected to Tosh because you see something in her that resonates with you. You either see something that's kindred, you see a kindred energy, or you see something that you sort of aspire to. You know, you see the way that she moves through her life with gracefulness and vulnerability and power. And I think that spark, everybody has access to it, but not everybody really lets it out. And I have just had the very good fortune to live a life that has been centered around that spark. I was really very fortunate to be born to parents who just sort of got it. And they're like, we're going to stay out of his way. We're going to love him, but we're going to let him do his own thing. So as a result, I never went to school, never took a test, never sat behind a desk, never got a grade. Early in my life, I got into martial arts. And then that became a whole sort of baptism in reality where I realized that it doesn't matter what your intentions are. If you don't have the skill to back it up, you're going to lose, sometimes painfully. And that those early experiences in reality helped me to develop a certain perspective on life and a certain perspective on the world. And I now fast forward, you know, through videos and courses and coaching, have had the opportunity to work with quite a few people around the world, but the spark is always the same. Everybody has a sense of who they really are, and they're either suppressing that and ignoring it, and it's kicking the shit out of them because it's hard to not be who and what you really are, or they're allowing it to go. They're allowing it to express. They're learning as they go. They're becoming more confident, more radiant, more powerful, more magnetic, more influential. And those trends never end. You're either trending away from that spark or you're going with it. You're somebody who, in my experience, in my observation, you have gone with it and you just keep going with it and your life keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, which is why anybody who works with you gets to sort of draft on that. You know, it's like you get to have somebody else's sort of training wheels. It's like if you lose your balance and you're about to fall into a muddy creek, do you want the person to help you who's also like, whoa, whoa, whoa? Or do you want the person who's solidly planted, got a good stance, and they're like, come on, let's go, I got you. And so, you know, there are those of us who have done the work and keep doing the work to stay balanced and to make our own equilibrium and our own joy, our own creative self-expression, the number one priority in our life, which means that you then get to have distinctions and tools and practices that help other people. And so that's a little bit about who I am. There's a lot more, but I'm just on team human all the way. And as things become, like I just wrote a Facebook post this morning, the fork in the road is hurtling towards us like a freight train. And on one side, you have absolute centralized control, totalitarian dictatorships, centralized banking, digital currencies, these CBDCs, which are programmable money, which you can spend on anything you want as long as it's approved. If you don't spend it on what they want you to, then you get a little write-up. You know, you've already had your hamburger for this month. Now it's time to buy cricket. So we're headed towards that on one side. Or the other side is decentralization, local politics, local community, locally sourced, much higher quality food and energy, and going back to really trust-based relationships, developing superior structures for education, for finance, for investment, for business, for creativity. And that's these are the two paths. And I don't think we have to wait. I think as individuals, we're making choices every day, which path are we aiming towards? And so, you know, a lot of people are understandably concerned because they see all these changes happening in the world. You know, many people are concerned about their jobs because of, you know, mandates and all this other stuff. And so to me, you know, having never really had a job, it's always been interesting when I see somebody who comes face to face with the realization that they're at the mercy of an employer. And if that employer decides or is pressured into passing some sort of law or mandate or company policy, then it's like, you're kind of screwed. You have to go along with that unless you have something that is more something you have, something that I have and a lot of our friends have, which is a personal economy where you have a direct relationship with some marketplace, you know, some audience that values what you have, not just appreciates you and is motivated by you, but it will pay you for your wisdom and your tools and your practices and all these things. And so that's something I think might be useful to dive into today, this conversation on the wisdom economy and how it's so much different than the information economy or the knowledge economy. Yeah. Wisdom is when you get paid for being who you are, because who you are has become so freaking valuable to someone else in their journey that they realize that they'd be silly not to invest in your wisdom and your experience to shortcut their own journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were talking, well, a few things I want to mention. First of all, one thing I love about you is that, you know, when I was, you know, most of 2020, all of 2021 in Austin, and I was experiencing everything, like I was witnessing everything in Canada that was going on. And every time we'd hang out, I'm like, oh, did you hear this? Did you hear that? And you're like, yeah, it's fucking exciting. Like you were that glitch in my perception, even though I'm like, you know, pretty aware and pretty, like, I don't feed into the bullshit. I was still going there at some level because it was so it's so programmed just in general, right? And every single time you're like, yeah, it's exciting. Yeah, it's exciting. Yeah, it's exciting. And that for me has been such a game changer. And it's so minor. I don't even realize if you did it or not, but it was like, so it's a micro adjustment for a macro result. And so there's that one thing. Number two is when it comes to information and everything that we've learned. And we spoke about this a couple months ago when I came back here and we had our conversation, just in terms of like what's going on right now in all the coaching industry, the teaching, the educational self-growth, self-help, et cetera, et cetera. There is so much information and it's great. And a lot of people are like, yes, like finally something that resonates with me and it's here to help me. But there's a lack of embodiment with this knowledge, with this information that then turns into wisdom, right? Like people are just kind of like receiving it, but they're not really integrating it. They think that they are because they're doing the things, but they're not really being that moving forward. And that's why they just keep going back and going back and going back. And what I love about you also is that even just this morning, I was listening to another podcast and the guy was like straight up so real. Like you would love him. His name is Philip Attar, A-T-T-A-R, no bullshit, very straightforward. He's like, listen, I help my coaches make a fuck ton of money. He's like, I don't even make that much money. And I don't care because I'm not here for that. Like, not that money doesn't matter. He really knows what it is. But he's like, I'm just at a point in my life now where I'm unapologetically myself. I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm showing up. I'm being me, et cetera, et cetera. And you have to realize, like, you know, what we're seeing right now in the coaching industry is we have to recognize that money, sex, and narcissism sells. So a lot of these coaches that are very successful is based on the way that they market sex, money, and narcissism. And for me, it was like just hearing that like 30 minutes prior to this call, I was like, I will never fucking be that person. And not to say that I love to talk about money. I love to talk about sexual energy. I love talking about spirituality. I love talking about the ego and the way that we put on these different masks. I love all this shit. But at the root core, it's how do we sell this? Who are we when we sell this? That fucking matters very much in a very trauma bonded industry, world, collective, where we're all shrinking ourselves and we're anxious because we don't know how to like talk to people and communicate and be ourselves and have our hearts open. Like we're just constantly wasting this energy, trying to manipulate our own personal energy just so that we can stay in this box so that we can make sure subconsciously we are this and that. And then we end up being the thing that we don't want to be. So
take that mic and just drop it.
Yeah, I'm very passionate about that. Very passionate. Like and that's what I love about the both of us just in general is that like we both deeply understand and know and embody the truth that nothing is outside of us and that we're free. So let's talk a little bit more about this wisdom economy of yours.
You alluded to it perfectly. These are generalizations, but they're useful, especially for somebody who desires to create wealth, inner wealth in terms of fulfillment and harmony and meaningful relationships, but also external wealth, where you've got enough money that's coming in so that your ideas about what to do with that money are not restricted by the amount of money. Many people have ideas but can't execute them because they don't have money. So there's an inner wealth and then there's an outer corresponding wealth. So for somebody who wants that and is interested in developing more of that, specifically through their creative self-expressions, this will be really useful. Information, knowledge, and wisdom. Information is like the pieces of human understanding, like a color, a shape, a number, a letter. This is the raw data of human understanding. Concepts like up and down and left and right, and male and female and here and there and time and later and future. All of these are just information. But when information gets organized for utility. When it gets organized for usefulness, then it gets upgraded into knowledge. So think about the recipe of a chocolate cake, and you have all the ingredients of the cake in your kitchen, but those ingredients are just information. Organizing that into a recipe that's useful and can actually make a chocolate cake, now you have knowledge. But here is the giant problem. Anybody can copy a recipe. You can take a recipe, go, ah, got it. And then you can pass it on to another person without ever getting the experience of making the cake, eating the cake, burning your tongue, drinking brandy while you're doing it, cranking music with your friends, and like being able to tell the story of the cake and having the cake and its creation and its enjoyment and its integration and the communications around it. That is the cake. And so only when that happens does somebody become wise within that particular area. So we have, and I'm not throwing anybody under the bus here. They're doing that fine themselves. They don't need my help. But people who will go and do a certification and they'll get a bunch of ideas, and then they'll turn around and offer a training with them just talking about these ideas. And you can smell that bullshit a mile away. But for someone else who's equally committed to their own disembodied consumption of information, they see the word certification, they go, must be legit. And then they buy it. They buy the training from the person who's certified. And then they go through the thing and they're like, wow, wow. And it never makes its way into their body. They never actually go do the fucking thing. And then next thing you know, they're like, I'd like to be certified. And then they run off and do a certification. And it's one giant incestuous disembodied cesspool of human incompletion. It's so fucked up and people are missing out. And so to me, I've never been able to accept leadership from someone. And this goes back to martial arts. I've never been able to learn from somebody who couldn't kick my ass. And that may or may not be appropriate in the coaching world, but if I'm going to step on the mat with somebody, they better be able to tap me out. Because if they can't tap me out, I don't care how much stuff they think they know. Talk is not cheap. Talk is the most expensive thing in the world, because talk without results will cost you your life. It will cost you your livelihood. It'll cost you your relationships. So I've never been able to accept coaching or guidance from someone who didn't have superior results in whatever area I was coming to them for. And so I never set out to be a coach. I was a martial arts instructor, and I opened my first school when I was 23. And then I learned that it doesn't matter how good you are in punching and kicking and jujitsu, if your communication sucks, you're not going to get paid. You don't get paid. This is worth writing down for anybody that's a coach or listening to this. You don't get paid for your competence. You get paid for your communication. Competence is how you keep the payment. Competence is how you justify the client's investment. But competence is not what you get paid for. That's why we have so many actually really great coaches who are not able to reach their wildest financial fantasies, because they have this illusion, and it's not their fault, but they have this illusion that if I'm just good enough, then people will pay me. It just doesn't work that way. So I learned that lesson when I was 23, 24, 25 years old. And I realized that I was like here in martial arts, here in teaching, down here in communication. So I thought, all right, well, let me go practice communication. So I learned to communicate better. I learned to ask questions instead of just telling people things. I learned to find out what their real needs were, not what I thought their needs were. Ding, ding, ding. And then I started selling a lot more, and people were thrilled. And we were charging like 3 to 5 times more than our competitors were. And our schools were packed. They eventually opened up a bunch of schools. So I see coaches now making the same mistake. They're continuing to invest in their competence, certifications and experience and getting better, but they're not investing in their communication, which is why their sales stay stagnant.
Which, like, your communication is completely connected to your own embodiment. You know, I've been expressing that so much lately. Like, people are, it's a reflection I've been receiving for like 2 years now, where they're like, you know, the way that you communicate is like, wow. And I was like, honestly, I have to say, I was not always like this. Like, this is something I've taught myself, because I mean, when I was a kid, 12 years old, holy sarcastic bitch. Like, I was so angry. I didn't know how to express myself. And that's what sarcasm is, to like the next level. And people can feel it. And that's why it feels so like like the energy of like attack on someone when that sarcasm is not well expressed. It's just suppressed anger.
So I grew up very sarcastic, very like not knowing how to like express myself, and it leaked in all aspects of my life all the time. And it's when it comes to communication, I've been telling this to people for as long as I can remember, as I started practicing this with myself, is that, you know, 20% is words, 80% is your being, it's your energy. People will feel the energy when you communicate. You could say, two people could be saying the exact same speech, but one, it's completely revolutionary. And the other one, you're like, I didn't even hear anything. That just literally went in one ear and out the other. So it's really about, again, who you are, what you embody when you speak of that. And it's funny that we experience that one side of the spectrum that is like that, as you explained, like, you know, you got all the things and then you weren't tapping into this like way of communicating and selling and being in that wealth. And then there's also the other side that we experience right now where people are selling from a place kind of like what you said, though, they're selling from a place of, I'm assuming it would be narcissism. Does it mean that there are narcissists? No, but there's like some narcissistic energy in it. And I'm sharing from personal experience, because I just experienced this like recently where, you know, I paid this coach, but I was like, her marketing's great, her selling's great, blah, blah, blah. And her communication was okay. But like, I was like, oh, maybe she's just grounded, you know, like not me not listening to my own self, my own truth, my own body. And then I get in the container and I'm like, this is terrible, like terrible. And very expensive lesson, very good lesson. And what I realized in that is that there's, again, it's neither of the spectrum, right? It's not this side and it's not the other. It's really about integrating both so that we can show up in integrity, also knowing our own value and who we are, and sharing that from a place of knowing and truth and support and not saving anyone, and just like staying at the top of our mountain and allowing people to come up the path to come and meet us there without us, like, you know, finding our own worth in like being their savior. And like, no, we're like, let's stop the fucking trauma bonded fucking coaching bullshit. Like, it's, we have enough of that. We don't need more. We need people in their like wisdom economy, in their self-expression, in their unapologetic embodiment. We need people like that right now, no matter what type of coach you are, no matter what you're actually doing. Cause you could be, I don't know, you could be knitting instead of selling your stuff on Etsy. Doesn't matter. It still matters as to who you are when you're doing the things.
That last part, it matters who you are when you're doing the things.
Yeah.
And the things that, I don't know how many hundreds of coaches that I've worked with. And I've seen some great people come into my programs who weren't paying their bill, or they're paying their bills, but they were certainly not living in abundance. And without changing a thing about their method or their practice or whatever they were doing, not without changing anything about the work itself, they just changed two things. They changed the way that they were communicating to people that weren't buyers. And so they were just changed the message, didn't talk at all about their method or their magic or their stuff, and then changed what they were focused on as the result of somebody working with them. And I'll go deeper into that in a minute. But I saw people routinely go from having like $500 to $1,000 a week in sales, all of a sudden they start knocking out $10,000, $15,000 weeks. And that's one thing that we work with people on, is to shorten your game, shorten your time frame. And mm-hmm. so it just gives you so much more confidence when you set a weekly target and then you hit it, or you don't hit it and then you adjust and you go to the next week. It's like you get to have four games in one, instead of measuring like, this is my monthly goal, measure a weekly goal and break it down. You get to calibrate a lot faster. What you thinking there?
My brain's like, wait a second. No, this is all good. This is just an addition. Cause I'm just thinking about how, again, if it really matters as to who we are when we're doing the things, and, you know, setting up these goals and time collapsing and really making that work for us instead of us work for it. Right? Because a lot of people are there where they're like literally working according to time versus the opposite. And then also this like layer of people's like confidence and worth being attached to the goals being reached. And if it's not being reached, then they let it like, I always say, like, we look for evidence, everything that every, for anything that we are looking to be right about, right? So let's say, like, you know, we want to be right about that we're shit at selling, or that we want to be right about how the fact we can't make that much money in so little time, like, we're going to keep attracting that evidence to show us that we're right. So what do you think people can do to support themselves if they are continuously looking for that evidence subconsciously to keep them in this perpetuation of whatever cycle that they're in with their businesses, their coaching, whatever it is? Like, how can they break away from this glitch that they're in that is constantly like, oh, there's the evidence. Oh shit. And then like their confidence is being shut down. They're like, their expression's being shut down. That maybe a small little tool or something that can support them into just coming back.
Yeah. The answer is always the same, and it's telling the truth. Most people unconsciously develop an addiction to poverty because poverty is seen as being noble. And so the more you struggle, the more worthy you are eventually, someday. And a lot of really great coaches get off on being the misunderstood artist. And so, like, I'm so smart, I'm so good, nobody understands me, that's how good I am. Like, wow. I'm so special, I'm so unusual, I am so unique that no one understands me, that's why I'm broke. Therefore, their self-image of being this incredibly unique and talented artist, which no doubt they may be, then gets connected unconsciously to being a struggling, starving artist. And so their concern is that if I stop struggling and being an artist, then I'll really be seen fully as this incredible wizard that I actually am of helping people. And then, oh shit, then I have to tell my parents that I'm a badass. Then I'd have to tell that ex-boyfriend or girlfriend that I'm a badass. Then what about the IRS and all this other stuff? So they just shut it down and go back to being comfortable being a starving artist. So the way out of that is very, very simple, is to recognize that in the wisdom economy, every dollar that you earn is a direct reflection of transformation that someone else has chosen. I'll say it again, every dollar that you earn in the wisdom economy is a direct reflection of someone else's transformation. And so if you're making less money, that legitimately means, it literally means that you've chosen to help less people. If you're making more money in the wisdom economy, that means you have chosen to help more people. There is a one-to-one ratio in the amount of money that you're making in the wisdom economy and the amount of people that you're helping. So dollars in this economy, dollars become an amazing, amazing way of measuring your actual value, not your value as a human being, certainly your value in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That starving artist concept is so real. And most people, I'm assuming they have no idea that it's even happening, right? And they're probably deeply attached to it because it's so subconscious. So it just like keeps looping. And that's why I find it so interesting and important to, this is something I often talk about, but just talking about like, how does the ego function and how does it sound? Because most people, like, we're talking about like stuff up here, but people are kind of forgetting even just like the baseline of like, oh, that's my ego. My ego doesn't want me to grow. So it's going to sound like X, Y, and Z. So when it does show up, I know what it is because it's not me. It's just my ego. So therefore I can just recognize it, not be attached to it, let it go, feel what I need to feel, come back into truth. And like, come back into truth. Go for it.
The way that people can harness their ego is to just decide to become the best possible student of communication. Yes. Because when you decide, see, people's ego keeps them from making mistakes. But when you decide to harness that ego into being the best student possible, when you go into a coaching program, not competitively with other students, but you go into a coaching program and you say, I am going to extract the maximum value from this thing. And I don't care if there's one thing that I learn in this, I'm going to make that one thing pay for this entire program 10 times over.
Yeah.
And so then you harness your ego to become the best student, and you actually have a beginner's mind, which requires honesty, that you say, I'm a master in my craft, but I'm a, to use martial arts terms, I'm a white belt in communication. So I'm here to be a white belt and to get my stripe on my belt and get a little bit of a distinction, integrate that, implement that, stack that habit. And then I'm going to go back for more and I'm going to stack it again and I'm back for more, stack it again. And this is how I see people get, like, in 30 days, they go from comfortably paying their bills to all of a sudden like 5 and 6 times in their income, because the demand is there. There are people that need what they have, but they've just been artificially and unconsciously inflating their ego to be like, I'm this great coach, wouldn't you like to pay me? And it's so easy to turn that message around and just ask questions of your audience, because any given post, even if you get like 50 people see your post, the 80-20 principle says that out of 50 people, there's 10 that are going to be resonating with something you say. Out of those 10, there are going to be 2 that are going to buy something this week. That's why they're watching your content. That's why they're reading your post. That's why they're watching your videos, because they're seeking something. Mm-hmm. And so when you, even if you've only got 50 people that are watching your stuff, you've got 20% of the 20% that are going to buy something this week. And so it's very easy to tap into that pent up demand that is in every audience and make an offer or rotate your offering so that they see the facet of it that's what they're looking for. And then they come in, they get that handle right away. And now there's all this other juice and all this other goodness. And next thing you know, they're telling all their friends and they're like, I want to feel this way about buying everything for the rest of my life. Because every time I give you money, I feel good about myself.
Mm-hmm. And also, like, I think an important part of all of this is knowing how our own personal cup works too, right? Like in terms of how we receive that abundance and how we receive that wealth in our systems, again, going back into the body, because I remember one of your calls that I was like watching with the cup and you were just like filling the water and it was just like overflowing. And I think right now it's like, again, we're like, there's this perpetuation of more, like this constant consumerism. And I think we have a beautiful invitation, kind of like the fork that you were talking about at the beginning. We have this beautiful invitation to really shift this need for more that has been feeding our systems for a long time, to now this choosing and this claiming of like this desire that we are so. Again, when you know what's inside here, nothing's missing. So you're like, this is juicy as hell. I am so grateful. My heart's wide the fuck open. I am always taken care of. I trust myself. I trust what comes forth. I trust what I say. I trust what I do. I trust all the actions, all the doing, all the being that I am. And this goal would be fucking cool. And this would be fucking cool. And that would be fucking cool. And taking my mom on a trip would be fucking cool. And supporting my dad here would be fucking cool. And you know what? Going out for dinner with 30 of my friends and I got it. That's fucking cool. But it's no longer from this place of needing, of like, oh my God, I need to prove, I need to defend. No, whatever that is. And I think if we operate from that either consciously or most likely subconsciously, we're going to, again, perpetuate our own trauma cycles, right? So there's a lot of like unfolding from this and dissolving and like layering to take off and recognize I am the wisdom economy. I am that. I get to choose that every day. And I just made a post about this morning. It's like, it's a choosing every day. It's not just today and like maybe next Friday. It's you wake up today and it's like, I am this now. Tomorrow, same shit. And it's a constant choosing. And that leaks into how we express ourselves. I would not be able to express myself the way that I have been if I have not learned how to cultivate my own energy and therefore the way I communicate and the way that people feel my words to be so penetrative. Same with you. You are the same thing where our words are so penetrative and people are like, wow, how do you do it? And it's like, because I'm the way that I like to say it. And if somehow this video gets out there somehow, you know, I think as humans, we're taught to speak. And this is what I teach in like one of my programs called The Rising Leader. And we talk about holy communication. We've been taught to speak from the head to the throat, like kind of like a trauma response, right? Just like, and it doesn't really land in people's bodies. So it's kind of like, I'm going to speak from my head to my throat. They're going to receive it in their head through their throat. But what would it look like if I spoke from my gut, my womb, my body, my legs, my heart, all the way up and just like shared that through my throat? Then my words become extremely penetrative. People who are willing and open to receive that will, and it's going to land in their bodies. And they're going to remember that for years on end. Like, how many times have you spoken about something so simple to someone and years later down the road, they come back, they're like, man, you told me this one thing, this one time, and I'll never forget it. Like, I think we need more of that right now, because we are going to break that like trauma bonded, codependent bullshit that we've been stuck in for a long time because we've been communicating from this like ego self-centered place without actually claiming our own energy.
You said a lot there.
Yeah. I might have taken a little micro.
Fantastic. Micro on the mic. I have that communication that you're referencing, you know, when people are thinking from here and speaking from here and that's it, it's like the neck up. I think that for so many people who are messengers, the demand for that level of communication is higher than it's ever been, because most people are living in deep denial of their own gifts, talents, abilities, potential, et cetera. And so they're craving relief. They want it fast. They want it now. They want it delivered. And they want it yesterday. So they're craving a very shallow message, which is why there is a demand for a shallow message. And that's why the cycle stays really, you know, really loose up here. And I've frequently had people that will come in and work with me, and they'll book a private day. They'll fly to Texas and we'll just do a day, maybe 2 days, and that's it. And like, I won't see them again. And maybe I'll hear from them like 90 days later or a month later. Hey, how's it going? They're like, oh, I was going to message you, but so much epic stuff is happening. It's just like, I'm opened this business and got my ex back and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, I'm losing weight. I'm happy. I'm making art again. I'm playing music. I'm playing rugby. I'm living my life. I've cut my work hours in half, but I'm making three times as much money. And like, there is no upgrade program to that. It's like, you don't need to have the candle lit on a continuity program. It's like, here's the light, ding, there you go. And I don't mean that to sound magnanimous or lording it over anybody, but it's like, if you're in a dark room and somebody grabs your hand and puts it on the light switch, even if you go back in the dark, you remember finding the light switch, you know, you can find it again. And so the demand for shallow conversation is what's creating shallow conversation. So it is a symbiosis. As the leader decides to live a more kick-ass life now, have more fun, be more open, be more connected, be more intimate, be more vulnerable, be more creative, be more wild, be more spontaneous, be more playful, be a little bit less rigid and structured, because that's what machines do. Humans are not machines. So be more human. And then the best ideas of your life start to happen. You start to get wildly excited about things, and you logic takes a back seat, which is where it belongs. Logic is an app. It's not the OS. And we begin to live in this space of hyper intuition. We're like, wow, that seems like a great idea. Makes sense. I don't know why, but it makes sense. And we do it. And then we will start calling forth deeper desire and deeper communication from someone who wants more than superficial band-aids. They want actual breakthroughs and transformation, and they're willing to do whatever it takes. And in a nutshell, going back to the money side, you can sell band-aids all day long for $99. Mm-hmm. You can sell band-aids for $999. You can sell band-aids for $1,111. But if you want to attract a buyer who is ready to make a radical change in their life, how dare you charge them anything with a small number? Because that is the ultimate smack in the face to their ambition. Charging low amounts is voting against your client. That's betting that they're going to fail. How dare any coach who claims to care about their client insult their client with a low fee? Oof. Has to be the other way around. You have to invite them up to a level of clarity. And when they say, oh, that's a lot of money, say, it's not for everybody. This is for people who are serious about transformation.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's been the biggest transformation for myself. I mean, you've witnessed me last year just like completely expand from making, you know, $2,000-$3,000 a month to $5,000 a month to $25,000 a month. And then it's like, I will never forget that time that we were sitting in the park on the grass and you're checking your phone and we're in the middle of a conversation, just talking about life and enjoying the sun and just chilling. And you're like, oh yeah, someone just sent me $15,000. And oh yeah, there's another 10. And oh yeah, there's another five. And it was so neutral. It was like what I call like an of course moment, right? It was like, of course, like, yeah, this is not a surprise. I'm so grateful, but not a surprise. And we've had lots of different money conversation and wealth conversations. And I think it's been such a beautiful way to even see how I show up as a coach, right? Like you said, like, how dare I expect these people to not be able to sustain themselves into the place where they want to be? Like, how dare I keep them small with the price that I want to put out there just because I'm uncomfortable choosing a bigger price because I don't think that people will show up for me. So this is more about me. Again, this is not about them.
Yep.
And there comes that specialness again, right?
Yep.
And I think it's like when you get to show up, for me personally, it's like when I've chosen to show up from a place of like, wow, this is not about me. And like, I just get to do my own work to just be able to receive that better and communicate that better. And that's it. Like, the rest is not about me. It's pretty simple.
It's that simple. And when you get, and when somebody gets truly focused on the results and the after picture that their client is after, because you're an impartial party, you're not in the middle of their stuff with them. You can be on the outside observing it. So you can go source all sorts of creative solutions and wield that with your understanding. You know, if I remember my neighbor growing up, his dad liked to fix cars, and sometimes I'd be over there and, you know, me and my buddies would be helping their dad out, and he would call for a wrench, and, you know, he knows what he needs, and I would go find the wrench and I'd give it to him, and then he'd be like, all right, I need this. And then I got used to just go and find the tool and handing him the tool. And then eventually I started to understand what it was that he was going to need, because he's fixing one car after another. And I started to recognize the order. You know, first he's going to need the wrenches, then he's going to need a screwdriver, then he's going to need occasionally a hammer and maybe some duct tape. And that order of events became a pattern for me. And that was one of my early experiences in understanding you don't have to be the one who's always good with the tools. You need to have access to the tools and enough embodied practice of your own to know that this is going to work. I don't have to be an expert in 47 different types of meditation to understand what happens when somebody goes from the beta, predominant beta brainwaves, to what in our meditation training we call the alpha drop, and somebody gets in their alpha waves and then alpha theta. I don't have to be an expert in all these meditations. If I can understand and explain the principles behind all effective meditations, and because of that explanation and that relationship with a client, they are now wildly empowered to go find whatever meditation they want, and they'll be able to avoid the roadblocks that keep people from doing meditations. So I don't have to be the expert in all of these things. I need to be the specialist in the thing that actually matters. But then we can't stop there. The real money is in helping somebody through the absorption of the process, implementing it, and then tracking results so that they feel and see their progress, which is then what goes and justifies their original choice. If somebody's going to invest $15,000 in a program or whatever amount it is, then they are looking for, in my world, it's a minimum of $150,000 in value. Now, some coaches will hear that and go, I don't know if I can create $150,000 in value. We're like, well, have you ever tried? No, then of course you don't know how to do it. But if you have a formula for it, and I teach in this my last program that I taught, we teach people how to do a 10 times value multiplier that shows them all these different ways that single investment, whether it's $5,000 or $15,000 or $50,000, will return a multiple by applying this framework. And so pretty soon people just, their confidence goes up when they realize, holy shit, like, this is literally the most important thing that somebody could have. And then they become evangelical, not pushing their program, but in asking questions that help people to arrive at better choices. And one of those choices usually is, how can I buy your program?
Man, this is like, I hope people are taking down some notes with all of this. And at least they can replay it if they need to. Random question that just popped in my mind as you were talking about all this, because I think a lot of people experience this maybe in their own evolution of this process, is I don't personally believe in it. Doesn't mean I've never felt it, but I don't think it is what most of us think it is, imposter syndrome. In my opinion, imposter syndrome is, from what I've witnessed with myself and with other people, it's that there's a lack of like radical honesty with themselves. There's a lack of integrity somewhere. And they're not embodying that, what they want to be. So they keep operating from up here. And that's why it feels off, because it's just continuously feeding the ego at some capacity, but it's not anchored in the body. So it just keeps going. And then they feel like a fraud, versus just like really choosing to be that and like anchor in this new identity, this new knowing, and speaking from that place. I don't think that there's a lot of, I have not experienced a lot of imposter syndrome, like little increments here and there, but like very minor. And so when I see again, this perpetuation online of people being like, imposter syndrome's a thing. And it's, I don't know, I don't know if you agree with this, but personally, when I see that, I'm like, I think we're just like continuously like perpetuating this loop of like, it's okay if you feel like a fraud, just keep going. And it's like, well, something's not embodied here.
No, you know, your integrity is screaming at you, because when somebody's feeling imposter syndrome, they're expecting themselves to perform at a level that they're not performing at. And so if you're not performing at that level, you can't fake performing at that level. The answer is to get good. And so the idea of even of just like owning the words, that just makes it even worse. I mean, I go back to the beautiful experiences I had on the mat. If you're a white belt, you don't want to compete in the black belt division. No matter how much embodiment you have, no matter how much your intention is there, it doesn't matter. You will get destroyed. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of coaches that want to play in the big leagues and they want to be having six-figure months, but they're not six-figure month coaches. And so when they start charging more, their comfort zone is going to scream at them for a reason, because they are not qualified to play at that level. And mm-hmm. so they oftentimes would just keep doing the same thing, hoping to make it up on volume. Mm-hmm. When you do have to put in the work, but it really, mm-hmm. I mean, it's less than 1,000 hours of doing the right work. And then it's a question of how quickly would you like to get there? Mm-hmm. If somebody's just starting out coaching right now, 1,000 hours will put them at $100,000 months. Yeah. If they are starting from nothing other than an idea and a sincere commitment. Now, mm-hmm. if somebody's doing the math in their head, they're like, okay, well, I've been, you know, coaching, you know, on average about 40 hours a week. And I've been doing that for this many weeks. They can reach 1,000 hours pretty quickly and then wonder, well, shit, why am I not at six-figure months? It's very easy. How much time has been invested in crafting your communication? How much time has been invested at connecting the work that you're doing to the tangible real world results? And the answer for most people is, if there's communication, if there's the work, and then there's measuring results, most people have put all their energy into that middle pillar, hardly mm-hmm. any on communication, a mm-hmm. lot on doing the work, and mm-hmm. not really paying attention to what happens afterwards. Mm-hmm. So from this way, many coaches are extremely egocentric, because they only feel activated and empowered when they're doing the session. Mm. And they don't feel empowered before the session to communicate in an empowered way. And they don't feel empowered after the session by looking at client results, which is actually the only currency in this realm that actually matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For me, it's like, the way I can describe it is that, like, let's say, you know, we're talking about coaches that go from like making a certain amount to like that six-figure month, and they don't feel, you know, their bodies are screaming at them. Their levels of integrity is like screaming at them. In that shift, it's always like, okay, fine. Or even like, let's say it comes to investing into something.
Right.
You know, maybe they've only invested $500 in their life. Maybe they've invested over 100K. Who knows? A million doesn't really matter. But I think it's like, again, and I've learned this from one of my coaches, Victoria Washington, who was expressing how bigger investments are not always going to feel comfortable, but it's not from the place of like, I need to do this. Like I need, again, that perpetuation of like, I need. It comes from a place of like, ooh, it's a little uncomfortable, but I know I need to, I want to go there. And so find the safety in your body and also that little edge, kind of like, honestly, it's like sex. It's like an orgasm. Like for women, especially, like there is that like, oh, whoa, that right here. And it's like, okay, relax, breathe. This is great. There's an edge, like lean into the edge. Doesn't mean that it has to go to a space that feels like unsafe, you know, where it's like, oh, I can't do this or whatever. So it's an invitation when it comes to investing in ourselves that it's not going to feel comfortable, but there is a certain level of safety and there's an edge too that comes from a place of desire, of potential opportunity, unlimited time capacity, unlimited everything. And it's not from a place of need. It's from a place of deep desire and allowing yourself to have that, no matter what that looks like.
Yep. And it becomes a celebration. It's just like, this is the money and the client care and the results. That's all the after party. That's a result of the coach's commitment to go all in to master their communication so that they are excited about sharing these messages with the world, not the message about their shiny shit. Nobody cares about that.
Yeah, I know.
The message about about their client. The message mm-hmm. about their client's problems and seeing them fully for where they're at, and also seeing the power that they have to choose something different. Also recognizing that you can only help somebody to the degree that they are willing and ready to help themselves. So I'm here to help those who are ready to step into being a champion. I can't help the people who want to be spectators. I can't help the people who want to blame others. I can't help the people who want to shame themselves. I love you, but I can't respect you because you're not respecting yourself. I'm ready to work with the people that want to step up and are ready to become the client that they want to have. I see this happen on webinars routinely. I'll do a webinar. We did one a while back and we had like 300 people on the webinar, and I was breaking down a communication formula, which is, it's called the 6 message strategy. And there's 6 different types of messages that you have to rotate through on social so that you're building a lot of trust. You're pleasantly polarizing, like you're really attracting those that you're here for, and everybody else just kind of ignores you and goes away. So it's a very peaceful way to message. So I'm teaching this thing. People are in it. They're fired up. They're loving it. They're seeing the possibility. And then I go to make the invitation. I said, you now have everything you need, really. Like you could just take everything you got from this free webinar, go off and apply it. And in 6 months, you'll look back and you'll notice a change. The other thing you can do is just get a time machine where you can keep this momentum going from this call and jump in with a team. I'll be your guide. And twice a week, we're going to rock out these sessions and I'll be able to give you feedback and we'll tweak it. And in 6 weeks, or I think in 8 weeks, you'll not only have the knowledge, but you'll have the experience and the wisdom, and you'll be making sales. And so here's the price point. I think it was 10K or 5K, depending on if they want individual coaching with it. And I rolled it out, and immediately people start like buying. And then I saw the questions, and some people are saying, you know, I would love to do this. I see the value. I really want to do it. I'm just going to go and figure out a couple of other things on my own. And then I'll come back in and I'll join. And so I said, I know I kind of made that face too, but I get where they're at. And I said, well, I respect that. I mean, I respect the fact that you are verbalizing honestly what's going on inside of you. Mm-hmm. Like that's a massive key to transformation in itself. You could have just kept that to yourself. Instead, you voiced it. So congrats. Like that's powerful. Let me ask you a question. Did you reach your sales goals last month? And they're like, no. I said, okay, did you have people come to your website or come to your Facebook Live video or come to a webinar that you did? They liked what they heard, and then they went off to go think about it and you never heard from them again. And they're like, well, yeah, that happens all the time. I said, great. Now you know exactly why. Because you're attracting exactly who you are. And so you're always attracting the client that you're behaving as. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to break that cycle, it has to start with you. And the moment you face your fear, the moment you get resourceful and you figure it out and you go all in on yourself, you watch as your standard raises. And the next person that comes to you and says, well, I don't know if I want to do this or not, you're going to approach it from an entirely different level of confidence because you mm-hmm. won't be faking it. You won't be playing this borrowing game of, well, give me your money and then I'll go and become the empowered version of myself. No, you become the empowered version of yourself through decisive action, which includes mm-hmm. putting your money where your mouth is. Mm-hmm. And they're like, damn it. This is exactly why I've been stuck. I'm like, yes.
Yes.
What you do from here is up to you. I don't have a dog in this fight. I don't care one way or the other. If you join my program or you join somebody else's program or you decide to go and figure it off on your own, that is irrelevant to me. What I mm-hmm. do care about is you being in integrity. If you say you want to get this result and then you're not doing anything about it, I can't pretend along with you that you have integrity because you don't. Mm-hmm. But if you say you want something and then you're willing to take committed, decisive, even scary action to grow past your fears, I will applaud that all day long, whether it's my program or somebody else. Mm-hmm. But if you go back to what you were doing before, without making decisive changes, mm-hmm. then I would really reconsider if you actually should be a coach at all. Maybe you should go be a greeter at Walmart, or maybe you should go to Uber. Nothing wrong with those professions. Just mm-hmm. don't tell people that you're committed to radical change when in fact you are not.
Mm-hmm. Totally. It's I actually just had like, and again, I love to have personally the ability to continuously be radically honest with myself. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes it's actually a little too much where I like take on stuff that is not mine. Mm-hmm. And that's where I get to learn really appropriate discernment for myself. But no matter what, I love that at the core. And so this last week I had joined that 5-day masterclass I told you about with this girl. And she was basically expressing how like it's stuff that I had. And this is what I love about the coaching industry is like, you could learn from so many different people. And sometimes somewhere, somehow it could be, I've bought like probably 3 or 4 different programs around selling, around like I've witnessed you also in your program and just around wealth consciousness and selling and showing like a bunch of different stuff. And every single one of them, yes, they have the same energetic behind it, but there's something else that lands differently in my body according to that coach. And that's what I love so much. And from this girl, basically it was free. It wasn't even an investment, which is crazy to think about, but she was basically expressing and reiterating what I already knew, but she was like basically expressing how, like, where are you at right now with your clients? And can you recognize that if you're not receiving clients, it's because somewhere, somehow you are showing up the same way. And what I had shared, you know, but I was like, but you know, my thing is right now is like, I've invested so much in myself, and I'm sure somebody could resonate with this. I've invested so much in myself in 2021. I just wanted space to integrate before I invest again. And she goes, okay, so basically what you're telling me to reflect back, what you're telling me is that you don't need a coach right now because you feel like you can do this better on your own. So you don't need to invest and you can just sit back and just chill for a second. And I was like, oh shit. Like, oh fuck. Okay. Ah, damn it. So actually I just invested, I dropped like $4,000 just like on 2 different programs this week. Cause I was like, I just need, no, I don't need, I want to, again, different, right? Like I want to shift my energy just by that simple investment. And that's what's so magical about this work in this industry is that the work begins even before you make the investment.
Yes.
The shift begins before you even drop the numbers of your credit card into the computer and click purchase. There's an energetic shift. There's an expansion that happens. Something is going, like the universe is going, oh, she got it. He got it. Amazing. Let's bring it forward. Yep. And that was my decision. I mean, they're amazing programs. I'm so excited. And they're from 2 different coaches that I really, really, I'm inspired by. And they feel safe. They feel edgy, but safe. Mm-hmm. Which is again, so key, right? Cause I don't want to, I just think it's really important because from my own lessons, again, with past coaches that I've invested in, that I was like big no-no, and big expensive lessons. But all this to say is like, I was able to be to really understand and like really look at my own shit and like, wow, I'm basically projecting out there this energy of, I don't need a coach right now because I'm good. I'm good. So yeah, of course I'm not going to attract like all the clientele that I want because I'm like, hold up. So of course they're going to be like, hold up. And, totally.
And it's so proportionate. It's so easy. Like be the client that you want to have. show up as the coach you're born to be, attract the best behavior from your clients because you're coming off of your own, you know, when back to the martial arts, our instructors trained 300 hours a year. And as a result, they taught unbelievable classes because they were always getting training. Every Monday morning, every Wednesday morning, we would train and train and train. It was fun. It was wild. It was like motivation. It was deep. It was intense. It was cathartic, rejuvenating, empowering. And then they're going off to teach their classes that day and Tuesday. And then they come back and they're celebrating on Wednesday all their students' success, all the overcoming of obstacles and students losing weight and kids with ADD getting off of drugs, you know, Ritalin and all that shit. Parents training with their kids and sweating with their family. And then they're celebrating on Wednesday. And then we train again. And then they go off and have an amazing week. That's how our organization grew to be the most successful schools in the world. I thought it was in North America, but then I realized that all the schools around the world were taking pages from our stuff. Wow. Victory Martial Arts in the ATA. And the reason it was because we put people first. Our instructors were our greatest asset, and they were only as good as their last training. So we had training Mondays and Wednesdays every single week of the year. And so for coaches, this is why it's just astonishing to me when I see coaches who like took a program like 2 years ago, and it wasn't even on marketing and sales. It was on coaching. They got certified as a coach. I'm like, did they teach you how to sell? No. What? That's criminal. That's criminal. Those people should be taken out into the octagon and just have like a pitch fest. Who can sell the best? Oh, you're out. Get out. Because if you can't sell, that means you don't give a shit about your clients.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very Darwinian, but I love it.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit more about what you've got to offer for people who are ready to step into that.
Yeah. It's very easy. Publicly right now, nothing.
Amazing.
I'm very selective about how and who I share with.
I love that about you.
I've had 43 programs that I've launched since 2013.
Holy shit.
About a third of those are marketing and sales. About a third are on resilience. So a program called Global Prep Club that came out last year about how
to
prepare without freaking out, like be a leader. And then a third is pretty metaphysical stuff, meditation, journaling, time piercing, all the woo stuff. So yeah, from time to time, I'll make my stuff available through social media. Otherwise, it's really only through friends or by request. So the best program when I do offer it is hands down is Sell with Soul. It's it's like a business in a box. My assistant, Helen, was just going through some of the transcripts and she was like, this is the best program you've ever offered. Like anyone who goes through this, they're going to make sales. And we sold that originally at $5,000. I've made it available from time to time for $3,000. For you, like for your people, if it's something they're interested in, I don't mind them emailing you and we can probably hook them up with something.
Amazing. Okay. People, you hear that? You hear that? Get your hands on this shit. Cause we're going to make sure that you can, and you'll benefit the most out of this. So, and it's such a gift. It's such a gift. Like I said, I was able to be in one of your programs just to like check it out and like amplify myself. Cause I definitely was looking for that support and I was investing a lot and the way you teach is very, it's very expressive and it's very integrated. So it helps me obviously integrate as well. Right. So you're not teaching from a place of not knowing, like you went through this, you did this, you were that, you are that. So of course, yeah, like we were just talking about before, you are the client that you want and vice versa. Like you are the coach that I wanted more of in my life. And for me, it was very easy to integrate and it was very easy to embody and to have. And so from that, I feel like I wouldn't even say it's not wasting time. I was time collapsing. Well, you say time piercing, right? Like you pierce through time because the integration aspect is not taking me months on end. It's taking me 3 days.
Right.
So from that, it's like, oh shit. Like, and that's what, again, I was recognizing within myself with this coach and the last couple of days in that masterclass is like, I need time for integration. And it's like, Well, do I, or am I just telling myself that because I don't feel like I'm ready to step into the next evolution of myself? Right? The ego's smart, but not that smart. So we have to be the ones in charge of that.
Yes. And your higher self knows, like, you always know, this is the life that I was born to live. My human ego can either serve that purpose or can keep itself protected. And that's where our will, which is stronger than our ego, our will can harness the ego and use it as a vehicle for greater purpose and greater expression. People with ego, people with purpose-driven egos are the most delightfully fun people to be around. You have a huge ego because you're full of life, you're confident, you're unapologetic, but you're surrendered to your purpose. People who have purpose-less egos are a pain in the ass to be around. You and I both know some people with subscription. God bless them.
God bless them.
Stay away from me. So somebody who's purely ego driven instead of purpose driven ego, there's a giant difference. So if somebody you're listening to this and you're a coach or you want to be a coach, then trust your higher self, trust your guidance. There's a future version of you that's already taken all the steps to become this magnificent amplifier of abundance, who's helping people every day, including yourself, by living in wealth, inner wealth, there's a version of you that's already taken the steps. There's another version of you that is basically where you are today, minus 3 years. You know, you've got 3 years older, 3 years more practice at doing whatever you've been doing. And time doesn't grant you anything except experience. It just makes you better at whatever your trend is. So you know, for you, Tosh, you have a history and a trend of constantly exploring and investing in yourself, integrating, serving powerfully, and you continue to expand. So I have every confidence that 3 years from now, you're going to be worldwide stage. You're going to be writing books. You're going to be in movies. You're going to be in music videos. You're going to be all these different things. You're making millions and millions of dollars because every one of those dollars is a result of someone's vote on themselves. So I have every confidence that's where you're going to be in the future because your history demonstrates that. If someone's history demonstrates procrastination, and getting excited and thinking about doing something and then talking themselves out of it, then I can tell exactly where they're going to be 3 years from now. They're going to be 3 years older, 3 years more out of shape, 3 years more in debt, 3 years more practiced at lying to themselves. And I don't mean that harshly, but you know, time makes us better at whatever our history is. And if somebody's had a history of procrastination, if they've had a history of getting excited and then not doing anything about it, the only time to change that is today.
Like now.
Now, because tomorrow, when you look back, you'll either have had another day of getting ready or you'll have a day of decisive action where you wake up tomorrow and you're like, holy shit, I can't believe I did that. In this case, that means emailing Tosh, message her and say, all right, what's the deal with this soul with soul thing? And I might email you back at some point and say, hey, like, I'm not going to be offering that program anymore. So if you guys listen to this on some, you know, recording in 2024 and
possible,
and you're like, hey, I want to do this. The possibility is very likely that I'm not going to do it. I'm notoriously fickle with my programs. They blink in and out.
Which I love that about you, because there's a lot of, it's kind of like you said, you're in or you're out. That's it. Like, there's no space to like wonder and like, wait, like, I'm not sure. It's like, no, we're going in or we're not. That's it. Right. And there's nothing wrong with either or.
Exactly. And I don't love anybody any less for choosing where they're at. I just know, like, plane's taking off. We got shit to do. We got people to help. We got sales to make. We got houses to buy. We got cars to pay off. We got student loans.
We got life to live.
We got life to live. We got crypto to buy. We got farms to buy. We got all sorts of shit to make happen. And that money is already in the account of the people that you haven't served yet. So go serve them. Transfer the money from their account into yours, give them massive value in return so that they have a smile on their face and they brag to all their friends that they're now coaching with you. And then you take that money, steward it wisely, put it towards your biggest and brightest future, and the game never ends.
To wrap this up, I'm feeling called to just share a few questions, I guess, for around willingness. Like, I just want the audience to think about how willing are they with where they're at and where they want to be. So personally, I just want to ask you, the listener, how willing are you to witness your fears and choose to go ahead anyways? how willing are you to observe your discomforts and observe the contractions in your body and choose to go forward anyways? How willing are you to witness yourself in this space that you're in right now and also choose to go beyond your own perceived evolution? Perceived, I mean, it's probably way bigger than you can even possibly imagine, but your willingness is what's going to get you there. And how willing are you to live your life from a place of having it all, right? Because if we don't have it all, then you don't have it. Point final. There's nothing else to it. And I think many of us wonder like, oh, we have this, we have that, but this, but that. And at the core, it's like, we can really have it all. But are you willing to choose to have that for yourself? Are you willing to even think about the possibility that it's here for you? Are you willing to receive support, the right support to get you there? Are you willing to be held in your vulnerabilities, be seen in your vulnerabilities so that you can support yourself and therefore the world to get there? Are you willing to see that your wins are also a win for the collective? Because I think many of us think that if it's a win for me, it's a loss for someone else. And that's a huge distortion. So are you willing to step into this new identity where you're no longer the starving artist and you're really the embodied, unapologetic badass that you know that you are? That's it.
I will close with this, because this is ultimately, results are the currency of our realm. I keep a little file here called success. And so these are a few of the people that have worked with this guy. Windshare just closed a $4,000 sale yesterday using four gates close. That's the sales conversation that we teach people.
Okay.
Once all payments are in, then I'll send the receipts. That'll be a total of $33,000 in 1 week. Best week ever.
Feels wow.
Like I'm playing with house money now.
Oh my God.
So good.
This was by being in Sell With Soul.
Yeah. These are all people from Sell With Soul. This is one, Marcus says, my income has increased 15 times since this. And that was at a live training in my house.
Wow. 15 times.
Yeah. Pretty awesome. And then, it's been 7 days since I released my attachment to a digital product and went organic instead, Sell With Soul style. And then you see some of the numbers there, 5K, 11K.
In 7 days.
Yep.
Yeah. More of that, please. Yes. Thank you more, please.
It doesn't take long. Here's another one. Win, win, win. Just opened another opportunity. And this is Charles, actually, in Austin, Charles Clay.
Oh, no way. It's the third since our Q&A call, making 12K in 1 week from calls already had in the pipeline. Let's flip and go, team. Yes.
So awesome. And then this one, Mike DeMarco.
I'm a client today. I doubled my fee. My client paid zero questions asking that I deserve it for the work that we've done together. That's the best, man.
So good. But then check this one. This is one of my favorites. This is, so I was texting a client and we didn't even talk about money. He was just telling me about all this time that he's got off and he's like with his kids more and all this stuff. So he texted me and he's like, fucking awesome talking to you yesterday. Forgot to mention I had my first 100K sales day.
Oh shit. Oh my God. Not bad for 2 days. Yeah, you're right. Not bad. Wow. That's freaking incredible.
So good. And one more, just because I love this guy.
Please do.
Oops.
This is the right evidence that we all need, right? We're talking about evidence.
I'm out here, and I just wanted to reach out and say a couple words about my friend and mentor, Jesse Elder. I started doing some coaching with Jesse back in 2016. And at the time, I was doing fitness coaching. But Jesse had said to me, he's like, you know, you're the top salesperson for Tony Robbins. You should probably teach some sales stuff. Ding, ding, ding. He not only modeled for me what I needed to do to structure my programs, but also my psychology and the leadership that I had in those calls. And so it returned huge, not only in my presentations, but in my own business. And recently this year, Tony Robbins has become a dear friend of mine as well. And he had me do the sales pitch at his event in July, towards the end of July for the first virtual UPW, Unleash the Power Within, and had me do the business mastery pitch. Did $12.7 million that day off that sales pitch that I did. But I tell you, the mindset that I went into, I really paused and I actually texted Jesse that day because I thought through one of the frameworks, the APC framework, and he'll have to teach you more about that. But it really aligned me with how I was going to connect, to be powerful and authentic and clear in my communication, to make sure that the words really landed. And there was a sincerity there. There was a, it wasn't just tactical. And so anybody can teach you tactics, but what Jesse really explains is who you need to be. And one of my favorite quotes is from Emerson. It says, who you are speaks so loudly, people can't even hear what you say. And there's a lot of teachers out there that say, market this and copyright this and, you know, have this tactical objection handler this. But when you really understand the principles and how Jesse teaches you how to absorb them into your being, it's transformative. So if you're considering investing money with this man, I can only say from my experience, it has returned hundreds of times. I've got 100 times plus ROI on my investment with Jesse. So anything you can consume from him, but the more you invest with him, the better off you will be. Anyway, again, this is Eli, and greetings from beautiful Miami, Florida. I don't know if you can see that back there, but it's pretty cool. All because of what we get to do, communicate with other people to empower them. And we get to have a great life because of that. So anyway, wish you well. Stay safe. Take care. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Yeah.
Booyah.
It really is easy. You just have to know the right buttons to push. And once you get your communication dialed in, it really is abundant.
Can I just say, like, cheers to making things easier? You know, like, abundant. Well,
I'm a very lazy person and I don't like to work a lot. I had to work so that I can do all the other shit that I want to do. Same thing for my clients.
Yes. Yeah. I feel that very much. And yeah, I witnessed that within myself too. In 2021, I was like, how did I hit over 6 figures? I feel like I socialized the whole time, mm-hmm. You know, that's all I basically did. And somehow, quote unquote, somehow I was able to be and do what I am today. So if it's here for me, it is here for everyone. It's just, again, a willingness and a choosing to step forward into it, because we're not special. We're unique, but not special.
I love that.
Jess, I fucking love you. I miss you. I'm excited to see you again. You are, one of my dearest friends in my life and people that I cherish the most. So thank you for being here. And this conversation, I'm sure, just cracked the fuck open for people, their minds, their bodies, their hearts, all the things. And if it didn't, then replay it and take a couple breaths because it's going to come through. But yeah, anything else you would like to add before we just close off?
Nope. It's been amazing to see you and to share mm-hmm. this time with your audience, and look forward to see what comes of it.
Awesome. Love you, Jess. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Bye.
If you're not fired up after this conversation, I don't know what will, because I am still feeling this in my body, and I'm so grateful to have been able to share this with you guys and that you were able to get your hands on it. So if you know someone who would benefit from this, maybe they need a little boost, maybe they need to shift their perspective as to how they've been handling their energies in their businesses and as entrepreneurs and coaches, send this their way. You have no idea what you're able to do in terms of providing support and help with other people just by sharing this podcast episode. And of course, it helps me immensely because I get to keep bringing on epic freaking people to have these conversations in order to support all of us just becoming better, being embodied, expansive selves, and to be courageous and to do the things that is not the norm to do, and just to continue to be in this energy of evolution. It's freaking exciting. I am so excited for this.
if you feel called to share a review about this podcast, you can just scroll down to the show notes. You will find a link that is going to be extremely easy for you to do it in literally 2 seconds of just giving that 5-star review, expressing what you love about this podcast. And this is how you get to support me into really, again, bringing forward more people, sharing this with a bigger audience, because again, the more impact we have, the better, because I really think that that's where we're headed right now. So thank you for being a part of that process just by leaving a simple review. Lastly, if you are feeling called to being part of this upgraded synergistic mastermind for 6 months, the Courageous Collective, starting March 21st, 2021, please send me a message on Instagram or email me and we'll just get you started in the application process, which is again, very one-on-one. There is limited space available into this container. And I definitely want to make sure that we are all on the same page. We're all going in the same direction and you can receive the best support that you want to get from this, and that we really take this from a place of desire and opportunity and expansion and growth in the way that honestly might not even make any sense to your mind. And guess what? It's not supposed to. And of course, if you are ready and willing and excited about getting deep into Jessie's work and teachings, sell with soul, send me a message on Instagram or by email letting me know that you're interested, and we'll get you started and we'll make sure that you get literally a killer offering for this entire program, because it's honestly, it's life-changing. So with that, I just want to thank you for being here. Thank you for being willing. Thank you for being courageous. And thank you for really choosing to be expansive in your own life. I love you, and we'll see you next time.